Good morning, folks. Frosty, frosty morning today. I'm just taking a morning walk. I'm a little late than normal on Sunday, my Sunday morning walk. I need to do some more walking, really. I've not walked as much or as frequently so far this year as I normally do. I'm not sure why that is. I think I've been doing other things.
It's all right.
A little dog. It's always the little dogs that make the most noise, isn't it? Have you noticed? It's always the little dogs. I think they're having to tell the world that they are there so we don't overlook them. To show that they might not be big bruisers, but they've certainly got a big bark. Or a loud yap, actually. It's not really a bark, is it? You can't call the sound that emanates from a little Jack Russell a bark. Or a little chihuahua or... I'm not being discriminatory against small dogs. When I say that, not intentionally, I'm probably just having a little bit of fun at their expense. But isn't that the way of the world? We poke fun at the little man, and the little man has to... The little man has to either cower away or strut his stuff. There's a gentleman, I call him a gentleman, who I knew many years ago. He was a very little wiry man. And he was a very aggressive person. He would get into all sorts of fights and scrapes. And I think he really wanted to do this. It wasn't because... I don't think he was a nasty person. But he always got himself into situations that involved him having to say to somebody, "We're going to have to fight over this." Or he would strip his shirt off and yank open his jacket and bare his fists. Nearly always the most inappropriate of situations. If he felt too slighted in any way, due to his height, that was it. A red flag to a bull. He would be up and raring to go, spoiling for a fight. The little man, the little dog, the little man, the little one. Ah, I had to put you on pause there for a moment. I do apologise. Yes. Anyway, he got his comeuppance, I suppose, but not in the way you might expect. He ended up marrying this woman who was a good 18 inches, 19 inches taller than him. I mean, really. He was only 5'3", 5'4", and she was towering 6'7" something. Oh, joy, what joy. They're still together, actually. He hasn't had to bare his fists once since they've been together. She can hold both of his fists in one of her hands. Not that he would strike a woman, he was never like that. No, he was... Yeah. He has his Amazonian. And that's worked out really well, actually. Well, I think we all make too much noise sometimes. We all bark a little too loudly. We all yap, yap, yap away at things in life. Things that annoy us. Things that when we get what we call a beat in our bonnet, we buzz, 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 buzz. We don't let go. I'm guilty of this. Learning as we move on in life. Morning. Learning as we move on in life, or as I move on in life, that these little grievances, these little bugbears that get blown up, or we yap about, we talk about, we buzz about a lot, aren't really important. And sometimes just hold back and let things be. If somebody takes offence or umbrage at anything in life, anything at all really, then I think we need to take stock and have a little think why we do that. What is it that's making us buzz? What is it that's causing us to yap like a little dog at the gate when somebody walks past? I don't know. Anyway, on a more different kind of note, my brain flicks from here to there to everywhere. Had an interesting day yesterday, really nice day yesterday, Saturday. Put out an audio boo. It's called The Paper Shear and the Prod. And it was a really nice day on audio boo yesterday. Some really nice community. It's a bit noisy on this road, isn't it? I do apologise. This is a main road. Really nice community spirit yesterday. I put out a request and the response was amazing. I'm actually still getting responses for it now. I had another direct message boo in my box this morning about, well, if you haven't read my boos already, you'll know that. Well, I'll recap very briefly. I put out a request yesterday for some help with mixing two tracks of audio to turn them into one track so I could use it as an audio boo. I have no idea how any of this works, but I know a lot of my audio boo friends do, and indeed a lot of my Twitter friends do, because I not only got responses here from audio boo, I got them from Twitter, from people who aren't even on audio boo. I put out an audio boo with this request. It's auto posted to my Twitter stream, and well, even people following me picked up this request. Marvellous. I mean, absolutely marvellous. I mean, I've made friends, new friends, and people I want to stay friends with. I mean, I really had a good day with Jackie, the boo magnet, yesterday. Oh, we had some conversations. Oh, it was wonderful. So exciting. You can, if ever you want to pick me up at any given time of the day, just send Jackie a DM. Just send the boo magnet a DM. Say, good morning, Jackie. I'm a little down. How are you? And I guarantee you won't be down for much longer. The enthusiasm of that woman is astounding. And I know she has dark periods of time, but just generally an astoundingly buoyant lady. And Jackie was the one that actually helped me to be. I had two tracks. Jackie found a better backing track to this boo I wanted to do, mixed them, merged them, and sent them back to me. And after all that, after all the efforts we've gone through to. Jackie'd gone to, really. I mean, I had this piece of audio. And the audio was thanks to Paul Omani blog, because I found a poem that I liked and asked Paul to read it for me and record it and send the recording back. And so that's how it started, really. Asking one fellow booer, putting a plea out for more. And it wasn't a big project or anything like that, but it's becoming, for me, something a little bit different. It's another way of engaging with the community. And I'm enjoying that. Anyway, I am rambling a bit now because I'm being distracted by the shop ahead of me. Thoughts of what I'm going to purchase when I get inside there. On my way to Mass this morning, this fine Sunday morning. So I shall see you later. And go and enjoy the shop. Have a great Sunday, all of you. Have a great Sunday. and if applicable, God bless.